Bible reading number 226, John 3, verses 1 through 21. The New Birth. There was a man named Nicodemus. He was a Jewish leader, one of the Pharisees. This man came to Jesus at night. Nicodemus said to him, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. No one could do these miracles which you are performing if God were not with him." Jesus answered him, "I am telling you the truth. If a person is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus asked him, "When a man is already old, how can he be reborn? It is not possible for him to go inside his mother's womb the second time and be born." Jesus answered, "I am telling you the truth. If a person is not born from water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What has been born from human beings is human, and what has been born from the Spirit is spiritual. Don't be surprised because I said this to you. You must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. It is the same way with everyone who has been born from the Spirit." Nicodemus answered Jesus, "How can these things happen?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of the people of Israel, and you don't know these things? I am telling you the truth. We're talking about what we know. We're telling the truth about what we have seen. But you are not accepting our truth. Since I'm talking to you about earthly things and you are not believing them, if I were to tell you about heavenly things, how could you believe? I am the only one who ever came down from heaven. No one else has ever gone up to heaven. Moses lifted up the brass snake in the desert for the people. In the same way, I must be lifted high, so that everyone who commits himself to me will have eternal life. God loved the people of the world so much that he gave up his one and only Son. Every person who commits himself to Jesus will not be destroyed. Instead, that person will have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to judge it. God sent Jesus so that the people of the world could be saved through him. The person who commits himself to Jesus is not condemned, but the one who does not commit himself to Jesus has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. The light has come into the world, but people loved the darkness more than they loved the light because the things that they were doing were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light. He does not come toward the light. He does not want his evil deeds to be exposed. But the person who is living the truth comes toward the light. He wants his actions to become clear because he did them for God.